Welcome back. I hope everybody had a great summer. I just think it's, you know, another great opportunity for us here in Green Bay. Personally, I thought it really kicked off Hall of Fame weekend. Just the excitement, you know, with the different things that go on Thursday through Sunday, and then continuing last week, and with the players, a lot of our players came in early. So a lot of energy in the building. Shareholders meeting yesterday. So I know everybody's excited to get started, to get on Nisky Field tomorrow. So with that, I'll take your questions about the upcoming exciting 2015 season in Green Bay.
Like, how many guys came in early? Was there a lot of guys?
That didn't count them, but yes, I think it's something that's happened more and more each year, which I think it you know, tells you a couple things. Guys are want to get back, make sure they get acclimated, you know, particularly if they're coming from different climates, the facility. It's just get back in the routine. And obviously the weather here, it's fabulous this time of year. So it's great to see those guys in a more, you know, laid-back one-on-one opportunity. So
in the offseason, you paired the offensive and defensive coaches for those presentations. What pairing ended up winning your competition?
Man, that's a good question. Right out of the – God, I'm trying to think who won it. Campin and Turgo, I actually voted for them, but they finished fourth, so you can see where I rank in the voting. But Winston Moss and Edgar Bennett were the winners.
What was their presentation theme?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, I think that's something that they'll really enjoy sharing with you in a one-on-one setting, you know, assistant coach availability. So –
Mike, will Jordy Nelson be ready to go full go tomorrow?
I don't know. I think Jordy looks good. Just I know he's been here. We're actually, you know, as we speak, 10 o'clock. Our conditioning test is going on. The physicals were throughout the morning, and that's all part of the process. Just like every year, I don't really get a complete medical report till we have a break here between 4 and 5 o'clock today.
I understand that. Are there any guys, though, that you already know aren't quite ready yet that you know?
To be honest, we haven't had a medical meeting. We're a little bit a couple things in the air. We have a new training center. You know, our training room is expanding. So I know our training staff has been here the last couple weeks putting in endless hours trying to get that ready. So we really haven't spent, you know, a pre-medical meeting that we would do in the past.
Mike, do you have any sense of where Casey Hayward is at going into camp?
All indications, you know, he looks good, but I don't have anything official till I won't get between 4 and 5 o'clock today.
Is there a theme to this training camp that you would share with us?
Well, there's a theme every year, and I haven't shared it with the team yet. So, frankly, I'm not going to share it with them till later in the week. We have a different schedule, a little different meeting schedule than prior years. We have administrative meetings today from 12 to 3. They're going to be a little longer than normal. And then we have an NFL appointed meeting today from 3 to 4. So, and then we'll start with the football aspect of it at 5. So we're going to go a little different direction, and because I want to get right back into the football and make sure our guys are ready for tomorrow morning's practice.
Mike, you talked about how much you liked this team at the end of last season. After all said and done here in the offseason, what are your thoughts on the team going in?
Well, you know, I think every year is different. You know, this team is definitely different than 2014. We acknowledged that in the spring. Some of the things we installed in the spring, some of our approaches, particularly in areas of communication, responsibility for players. So we've made those adjustments. I thought our team did a very good job throughout the spring. I felt very confident coming out of the offseason. That's kind of another reason why I want to jump right into it tomorrow. I want to hit it and get it and have a quality shell practices. You know, the first two practices are in shells, and then we really crank it up on Saturday with the pads. So you know, we have some things that we feel we need to highlight differently than you do in the past, and that's normal. But I feel very good about this 88 to 90 man roster that we're going to continue to be fluent with, and you know, it's exciting. I mean, I'm confident that through the you know, the grinds of training camp, and that will formulate an excellent football team.
Mike, with 20 starters returning, can you start or go at a start at a further place than you normally would in camp, and or go at a faster pace, or do you have to go the same as you always would?
Well, 20 starters returning. That's cool. I mean, that's news to me. Is that your depth chart or my depth chart? Okay. Yeah, so we really probably have about 28 starters returning. But, no, it's definitely it's a group that has a lot of experience. But, you know, if you look at the structure of the teams that we've built in the past, you know, this year will define itself. But there is definitely a percentage of youth that we need to get ready. I felt we hit the targets in the spring. But these young guys need to have the opportunities. Practices are limited. You don't have as much practice time as you have in the past. So I'm more focused on balancing that out and making sure that, you know, the top of the roster and the bottom of the roster come together as fast as possible.
This time of year, what excites you the most? Is it seeing the rookies in helmets and pads coming up in a few days? Is it seeing the second-year jump with players? What do you look for?
You know, really, the spring is more for, you know, the rookies and being excited about them. And really, I want to see the team start to make the grind of coming together. It never looks the way it's supposed to in the beginning. You have the expectations high and what you're trying to get done and the amount of workload and things like that, and make sure the team stacks success and progresses through training camp. So the thing that excites me the most is improvement, whether it's individual, group, team, because – you know, every training camp gives you a really good look at how you're going to start the season. So sometimes it's not a surprise when you start a season a certain way and have some challenges. If you look hard and just pay close attention to it, it usually is right there in training camp. So, you know, just we got a lot of things to answer. You know, number one with the roster, but we need to formulate our schemes and our identity and grow through training camp. So the improvement in the process is what really gets me excited.
Considering how close you guys...
Start a little faster. Will we see things in camp that are different to try to get you off to a little quicker start this year?
Well, you know, I think it's like anything. I know I've talked about this continuous, but it's as clear and as clean as I can give it to you. You know, everything we do, we look at, do we got to change it? Do we need to adjust it? Do we need to emphasize? You know, fast start is something that will be emphasized. There'll be adjustments to our practice schedule. I don't know if you'll really recognize them or not. There's not been a big wholesale change to really anything we've done. We're going to do some split work there in the beginning of practice like we've done in the past to give us to work on some concepts and some things that are, you know, we want to keep, you know, close to the vest until we play, you know, our first couple games. Because, you know, frankly, playing in Chicago, week one, new staff, and, you know, that's a unique challenge. And I want to make sure that our football team is ready for that. And, you know, then obviously the flip side of that challenge is you're picking your football team too. So we have things that we're really emphasizing. Well aware of what our record's been the last three or four years starting off the season. And, you know, it's something that we have, you know, we're keeping our finger on the pulse and make sure we're giving our guys the opportunity to come out of the gate fast.
Considering how close you guys came to the Super Bowl last year, can you use that as a motivator going into training camp at all, or is it just too early or too late to even think about that going in?
I really don't operate that way. I never have. I think it's clear. I think when you set goals, you put it right out there. You know, we're about winning the world championship here. That's never changed. Never will be. Don't need to sit here and be part of predictions and all that other nonsense. So we understand the opportunity that we're given here, and everything we do applies to pushing us towards that goal. So last year really doesn't count for anything. You know, the people that were here last year, they'll have lessons from last year that we'll carry further. Now, you know, we'll use the video and just like everybody has, so, and we'll learn from some of the things that we've done last year. And frankly, the positive things from last year clearly outweigh the negative. So you try to teach off of those, but, you have to go back to camp and start over again. Yeah, I mean, just because you tackled last year doesn't mean you're going to tackle this year. You know, just because you broke tackles last year doesn't mean you're going to break them this year. You got to work at it, and we will never get too far away from the, or we'll never get far away from the fundamentals.
This is number 10 for you. Are the emotions at all different now than they were your first few years? I mean, is it exciting, nervous? I mean, is there anything different, or is it?
You know, I enjoy the press conferences a lot more. I wanted to start at 9, but no, it's exciting. Heck yeah! I mean, how do you not get excited about coaching football and coaching football in Green Bay, Wisconsin? It's very exciting. I enjoy coming to work here each and every day. I can't tell you that enough. This place is about the people. Everyone wants to talk about the resources, the facilities, the tradition, the history, but our people are second to none, and that's how you win. Our people are winners through every department. I love being here. I love to be part of it. It's an honor to be in front of the team and leading the charge. But I'm as excited today as I've ever been.
Is the pressure different now than it was back then?
Is the pressure different?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't even know how you measure that, or personally, I don't really pay that much attention to it. I really just try to focus on the team. So, I mean, between my family and the team, I really don't have much time else to worry about what other people think.
Mike, did you experiment during offseason about where you were going to be, spend your time during the training camp practices, and what, where are you going to be during the camp, and how often are you going to gravitate back to offense?
Yeah, definitely. I've been working through it, just working through the process in spring. I'm going to build off of some of the things I did in the spring. Tried some things. I'm going to spend more time in the area of analytics than I have in the past. So, but yes, I mean, my job responsibility is not, written or distinctly laid out yet. I'm still working through the schedule of where I'm going to be each and every day, and really, I'm going to let training camp define it. I'll continue to learn from the people that I trust in the industry, and I've looked at some things, but every place is different, and it has to fit. Has to fit our staff, has to fit, what we're trying to get done each and every day.
Eric, what does that mean when you're going to spend more time with analytics? Are you poring over reports, or are you in front of a computer screen more?
I'm going to analyze the media's comments more, because I figure I can apply some of that to practice. No, spend more time on ourselves. I think, like a lot of things, when you go back and, I like to go back and look at old notes and old things during the break in the summer. That's something that I've always, tried to stay on top of. And, the thing, Marty Schottenheimer's just been ringing in my head really strong about, you just got to make sure you are who you think you are. So, and just, staying in tune with exactly what you're doing, what's on video, And it's that balance of, perception versus reality. So spent a lot more time on Selscott and all three phases, personnel, and that's just more than I have in the past.
Mike, what are your thoughts on Andrew Corliss? Thoughts on Corliss, and have you met with him since his arrest?
I've talked to Andrew. He was here briefly today. He has a positive personal situation he's with right now. So, we had a long conversation after his incident down there in Florida, and it's in the legal process right now. So he made a mistake. Frankly, I'm disappointed. He's disappointed, but all of our players know that our program is about protecting the brand, the tradition, and the history of the Green Bay Packers. Those are the first things that come out of his mouth in the phone call. So he made a mistake. So we're working through it.
Like from a football perspective, have Dayton and potentially LaTroy made things a little tougher for you with their suspensions for that first game at least? I mean, how much more difficult is that? You're going to have to go into a game without two of your defensive linemen.
I mean, I don't disagree with your question. I think it's really probably better served when we get down the line. I mean, to answer that, once we get going. I think the thing that we have to do as a staff is how do you balance the reps? That to me, that's the biggest challenge. So we've had conversation about that, and so and we'll continue to work through that.
Will you be repping Tolzien any differently this summer? now that he's probably, you know, you'll like?
Well, four quarterbacks. Always liked having four quarterbacks just because the quarterback training regiments and the things that we like to do, you know, the quarterback school and the classroom and so forth, it really fits better. It flows better. It's the competition, the challenging, and the different personalities, all those things I like about having four. And, frankly, I don't think you can have enough. But it is different because of the number of team reps. And that's been a challenge, having four quarterbacks in the team reps. So, Aaron's going to have to, get exactly what he needs. I mean, that's obviously the priority. And it's not as much about Aaron. It's about, the quarterback, Aaron's connection with the other players. So that's goal number one. And then, obviously Scott has to get his work. And, our two young guys need to get their work too. So that's definitely something that's more difficult to juggle than in the past.
Speaking of reps, you have to work with the corners a little different because, you know what you got in Shields, Casey, and Micah, but the other guys, there's just zero.
Oh, very, very young at corner. There's some things within the drill work that we're going to emphasize, stronger than we have in the past. So it's, that's the beauty of the fundamental drills, and that's why we do them every day. They're never compromised. And to me, that's the signature moment for the assistant coach, the coach on the grass with his players, and make sure that the fine tuning of the techniques and fundamentals are in place and taught and coached and reviewed at night and so forth. But yeah, that'll definitely be done at the cornerback position. Joe Witt's outstanding. He'll do a great job like he always has. And we have a ton of confidence in Joe, and I have a ton of confidence in our young guys.
Coach, Rick Mike would bring back the whole offensive line intact. Do you feel differently about the offense heading into the season at this stage than maybe other years when there was more flux there?
Definitely. I'm trying to think back to other years. I think you have to like where we are offensively, just because everybody who's returning, and it starts up front. Offensive lines that line up and play every snap together are very good. And if you want to look the statistic up, offensive lines that play the whole season, look at their playoff production. So that's an important part of it. So it's the best offensive line that I've coached in my time here. I said that last year, and I'm confident that 2015's offensive line will be better in 2014.
Hey, Mike, you haven't had to deal with the off-field stuff during the offseason for a couple of years now. You talk about protecting the brand. Is that a message that you have to revisit with the guys, or that you will revisit with the guys?
Well, the message of the brand of the Green Bay Packers, it's never revisited. It's constant. It hits the players, hits every employee, as soon as you walk through the door. So it's part of every meeting, particularly at whether it's the beginning of the off-season program. It's the beginning of a rookie orientation camp. At the beginning of training camp, it'll happen again today, like it always has. And then it's reinforced throughout. So I think it's loud and clear in our locker room, in particular where the three circumstances that we're talking about. Clearly, everybody understands their role and their responsibility of playing football in Green Bay.
Mark, going back to the quarterback reps, does Aaron take fewer at this point in his career or more, or is it just roughly the same?
Well, I would say he's not going to take more, but it's going to be it's a conversation. I mean, it's there's a point every year where the throwing may get a little too much, and then we back off. So I mean, it's you always have to push to that point. So the most important thing is, he knows it better than anybody, but it's we're not counting throws all the time, and it's not as concerned where it will be when he's later in his career, because I mean he's still very physical, physically fit, and so I don't feel I need to protect him because of any type of elbow or shoulder issue and thing like that. But we work through it and communicate, see where he's at every day.
Mike, with the three guys again in the off-field issues, if you have a no-tolerance policy, doesn't it send out a stronger message? And did you consider that at all with any of those guys, that if you sent that message out that you wouldn't have that problem again? Or?
Well, I think you have to look at every case, individually, which we do, and tolerance level. I mean, I wouldn't say – in life and particularly in football. I mean, it's obviously a lot tougher today than it was 5 years ago, let alone 10, 15 years ago. The tolerance level isn't very high. So you look at every case, there's two sides to every story, and then, obviously there's mistakes that have been made. You learn from them, and you try to move forward, whatever direction you decide to go. I mean, that's really the thought process and really the conversation that goes on internally.
Two more, please.
Mike, you mentioned that the championship is always a goal here. When you're the odds-on favorite to win it all, do you treat the team any differently, or does that depend on the personality and the mentality of your team, so to speak?
Really, I mean, if I did treat it any differently, I would just be, one super hypocrite. It's something that I know I've talked about since the first day I've been in front of the team. So the vision's clear. We have a plan. We'll work that plan. Our players believe in the plan. I love the leadership of our veterans. I feel strongly that this group can be the strongest group of leaders that we've had in our locker room, as far as the number of them, even some of our young guys that are stepping up in year three and four and so forth. So that's what you start with. So, and that's what you buy into, and that's what you push. I mean, I know we kid around a lot, but your articles and so forth. I mean, it's all great. That's nice that people like your team and think we're going to win a Super Bowl. Hell, I agree with them. I think we're going to win it too. So, I mean, but if I don't believe that way, then someone else should be standing up here.
Mike, is there something you maybe did differently this offseason? You've been at this a while that's given you a new perspective that maybe will help you this season? A conversation you have, trip, something with family?
No, we stayed here pretty much the whole time. So I've been to the YMCA a bunch. The little girls are involved in classes there, but a lot of baseball. Took Jack down to Thibodaux, Louisiana for the Manning Passing Academy. That was a great experience. My wife had surgery in her eye. That's been a real experience taking care of her. So I don't know if it's going to help us win a game, but it's been a pretty easy summer for us.